16th Sunday, Year A, Ordinary Time. Readings, the Book of Wisdom, chapter 12, verse 13. For neither is there any God besides thee, whose care is for all men, to whom you should prove that you hath not judged unjustly. For your strength is the source of righteousness, and your sovereignty over all causes you to spare all. For you do show your strength when men doubt the completeness of your power, and do rebuke any insolence among those who know it. You who are sovereign in strength do judge with mildness, and with great forbearance you do govern us. For you have power to act whenever you do choose. Through your works you have taught your people that the righteous man must be kind, and you have filled your sons with good hope, because you give repentance for sin. Reading 2, the Book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. And he who reaches the hearts of men knows what is in the heart of the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, 24. Another parable he put before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds also appeared also. And the servants of the household came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then has it weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in harvesting the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' Another parable he put before them, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest of shrubs, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches.' He told them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of flour, till it was all leavened.' All this Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet: 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world.' Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' He answered, 'He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed means the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just when the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out all of his kingdom all causes of sin and evildoers, and throw them into the furnace of fire. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Theme: we need to patiently wait for God's justice and mercy. When people witness tragedies as the result of hurricanes or earthquakes, they used to question, "Where is God? Why didn't he prevent these tragedies? Why does he let them happen to the innocent?" If they can't find a satisfactory answer, they conclude, either God has no power to prevent them, or he isn't merciful. As a result of this reason, they no longer believe in him. Or when Jesus faces injustices that happen to individuals, families, or societies, they also question, where is a just God who lets the evildoers cause so much damage for the innocent? Why didn't he take them away? And they concluded, God can't see, and they don't want to believe in him anymore. In short, people challenge God to govern the world according to the human way and thinking. They want to control God, not let God control them. In today's readings, emphasize God's wisdom in his providence for the world and limitations of human understanding. In the first reading, the author of the Book of Wisdom demonstrated that God always acts wisely and treats all people mercifully and justly. In the second reading, St. Paul revealed for us an important truth. Since people don't know how to pray properly, God bestowed on them his own Spirit to help people to offer proper prayers that please both God and benefit people. In the Gospel, Jesus answered a frequent question posed by many human beings. Why doesn't God destroy the evildoers and let them live? Why doesn't God destroy evildoers? Why does he let them live and cause so much damage for the innocent? Analysis Reading 1. God is almighty, merciful, and just. By his strength, God acts righteously. When we read the books of wisdom of the Old Testament, we can see clearly that human understanding is very limited. For example, in the book of Job, he couldn't understand why God let the good suffer. His friends, based on tradition, told him that the reason for his suffering was due either to his ancestors' sins or his, or his children's. He didn't accept their explanation because it wasn't right in his case. He didn't accept their explanation because it wasn't right in his case. He would like God to give him an answer. Finally, when God appeared and questioned him, Job had to raise his hands to cover his mouth, and he replied, "Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." The reason why Job suffered was because God wanted him to demonstrate to Satan that he believed and loved in God. It wasn't based on good things which God blessed or bestowed on him. God has the wisdom and power to create and control the whole universe. Human beings are too dull and limited to understand God's works. The human duties are to humbly recognize their limitations and not to blame God as unjust. The author of wisdom also advised people, "For your strength is the source of righteousness, and your sovereignty over all causes you to spare all. For you do show your strength when men doubt the completeness of your power, and do rebuke any insolence among those who know it. God is both merciful and just." Merciful and just are two of God's attributes. Some saints liken these two attributes as two wings of a bird or 2 feet of a human body. A bird can't fly with only one wing, and a human can't walk with only one foot. When a person pays attention only to God's justice, he may end up in desperation because he doesn't believe God can forgive his enormous sins. In opposition, if a person pays attention only to God's mercy, he can fall into the presumption God shall forgive all his sins without the need for repentance. How can these two attributes be in God? The author of wisdom has the answer. The author of wisdom gave the answer. You, God, who are sovereign in strength, do judge with meekness and with great forbearance. You do govern us, for you have power to act whenever you do choose. Through such works you have taught your people that the righteous man must be kind, and you have filled your sons with good hope because you give repentance for sins. Reading 2. The Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. People don't know how to pray properly. In reality, all of us don't know how to pray correctly. In the Gospel, according to St. Luke, the disciples recognized this, so they came and asked Jesus to teach them a proper way to pray. And he taught them a priceless prayer, the Our Father. There were at least 3 reasons that showed that people did not know how to pray properly. There are at least 3 reasons that show people don't know how to pray properly. 1. People don't know what shall happen to them in the future. People know only what happens at the present moment. Therefore, one thing can be good for people in the present moment, but shall not be good for them in the future. For example, riches can cause a person to lose his happiness, his life, or his happiness. Or one thing that can be bad for people in the present might be good for them in the future. For example, losing a job can be bad in the present, but can be the motivation for a person to get a better job in the future. People don't know what is really good for them. There are many things which people consider as good for them, There are many things which people think is good for them, but they actually can cause bitter results for them. For example, most people want to have power, honor, and riches, but they can't fathom their unbearable bitter results. Or children want their parents to let them out all night to party with their friends, but they might not know bad things which might result from the party. 3. People don't know if their prayers cause damage for others. God protects all people because they are his children, even though they don't know him. For example, when one prays for God's punishment on his enemy right away, God states clearly his will. "As I live, said the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live." The Spirit Himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. Since we don't know how to pray correctly, God bestowed on us His Holy Spirit. St. Paul said clearly in today's passage, "Likewise the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words." The Greek word used in Romans 8, verse 23 is stenozo, which is meant to groan. The noun used in today's passage is stenomoisis, alalatos, which is translated by RSV as sighs too deep for words. This noun has its origin in the book of Exodus, where God heard the groans of the Israelites when they were mistreated by the Egyptian taskmasters. They did not know whom they should pray to, only to groan in their heart. Why does God bestow His Holy Spirit, His Spirit, for people? St. Paul, in the first letter to the Corinthians, explained, "For what person knows a man's thoughts except the spirit of the man which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths, and to those who possess the Spirit. And he who searches the hearts of men knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." In short, when people pray under the Holy Spirit's guidance, they pray properly. Gospel, let both grow together until the harvest. The parable of the weeds. Like the parable of the sower, Jesus explained to his disciples the parable of the weeds when they asked him. God is the one who always sows good things in people's hearts. His enemy, the devil, always looks for opportunities to sow bad things in people's hearts. People want to root out the weeds right away, but God tells them to wait until the harvest. His reason for this is that if they root the weeds out right away, they shall root out the weeds and the wheat. The difficulty for commentators is Jesus' explanation. He explained in details, "The field is the world, the wheat are the children of light, and the weeds are the children of darkness." This is correct. On the last day, when everything will be clear, there is no reason why people have to wait until the harvest. This is correct on the last day where everything will be clear, but there is no reason why people have to wait until harvest. Once people know the weeds are always the weeds, they can't become the wheat. We must stress the parables aren't used to explain everything. They only aim at one main thing. That thing is the parable of the weeds. That thing in the parable of the weeds is the waiting time for the wheat to be recognized from the wheats, not the wheat's danger that needs to be rooted out right away. We can apply this parable in our life. People must face both good and bad things as long as we live in this world. The good and the bad things can't be used to determine the good and the evil people until the last judgment. On that day, God shall determine for us to see who are the good people and who would be the evil people. While waiting for the day to come, we must make effort to do good and to avoid evil. No one can proudly say that he is good, because he doesn't know when the evil shall grow in him. If someone does something evil, he shouldn't be discouraged, but he should repent and hope for God's mercy. We shouldn't condemn anyone as the weed by looking at their bad works. God is patiently waiting for people to change. Experience tells us that time is needed before we can see the result of our works. For example, for a seed to become wheat, it needs 3 months. For a tree to bear fruit, it needs 3 years. For a person to be successful, it requires 25 years. It might require 25 years. And for a man to be good, it may require 100 years or his whole life. People need to be patient during this time of waiting. The dangerous enemy of people is impatience. They need to understand the meaning of the maxims. A haste decision only leads to failure. And if one is patient enough, he can make a piece of iron become a needle. Today's people seem to have no patience to wait. They want to see results right away. It is the lack of patience that leads many to failures and sufferings. However, patience also has its limits, and all things have their time. If a tree exceeds its time to bear fruit, it must be cut out to give another tree an opportunity, as Jesus' parable about the fruitless fig tree where the fruitless branches must be cut and thrown into the fire. God's justice shall be vindicated on Judgment Day. When the harvest comes, the weeds shall be cut out and thrown into the fire, and the wheat shall be gathered into the barn. When these things happen, no one has a right to blame God. When these things happen, no one has a right to blame God or to say he is not just or merciful, because everyone has an equal opportunity from him. Application in life. Let God govern and control the universe according to his wisdom, mercy, and justice. Who are we that to question God about his providence? It is better for us to know our limitations. Have we ever imagined what would happen to us if we let a human being control this universe? Does he have the patience to wait for sinners to repent? The death penalty is an example of human impatience. Have we ever questioned why the merciful God let his only son die on the cross? Or why the just God didn't destroy all sinners, but sacrificed his only son to redeem them?